Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The Biden campaign may be based on a series of lies, but it's also based on support no candidate could ever have imagined. The so-called mainstream media refuses to seriously look at the laptop that contains Hunter Biden's emails that implicates Joe Biden in colluding with his son on foreign business deals. This is in conflict with Biden's statement that he never had a direct involvement with his son's business dealings. He said he never got any kind of direct money from foreign governments. Truth is, he didn't have to be a direct participant in his son's business dealings to give his blessings on those deals. He didn't have to get any direct payments from foreign countries to have benefited from business dealings with those countries. He points to his tax returns not showing any money coming from any foreign dealings. Any money that might have come his way from his son's involvement with foreign governments certainly would not have been on top of the table. Democrats have slammed President Trump's elevation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Joe Biden and his fellow Democrats have suggested the effort to nominate her to the court and the subsequent hearings and Senate vote were all part of an illegitimate process. That's the charge that's come out of Biden's camp. The fact is that the process that has occurred has been absolutely legitimate. It was all within the very letter of the Constitution. There was nothing untoward about the process as it played out. What was objectionable to Biden and the Democrats was that a Republican president and a Republican Senate followed the letter of the law and confirmed a person to the Supreme Court who they viewed as politically unacceptable. Now, Biden is suggesting he might consider rotating members of the Supreme Court with lower courts of appeal. Biden has suggested that he would take the coronavirus epidemic in hand and solve the problem we're facing as a nation. The media has allowed Biden to be portrayed as someone who has come up with a solution. The facts are such that everything Biden has suggested he would do is everything President Trump has been doing since the beginning of this crisis. Biden says he would listen to the scientists and the science. President Trump has done exactly that. He says he would initiate a process to find a viable vaccination. President Trump has done exactly that. He says he would make sure that all medically necessary equipment, masks, ventilators, and the like, were available to all who needed them. President Trump has done exactly that. Biden says he would make testing available to all those who needed to be tested. That has happened under the Trump administration. So are there any differences between what Biden would do and what the president has done? Yes, the president would not mandate that every American must wear a mask under penalty of law. Biden seems to be advocating an overstep of a president's reach. Will Biden and his amen corner in the mainstream media get away with this effort to pull the cover over the eyes of the American public? If Biden is elected next Tuesday, be assured, all of the compromises of the Biden candidacy, including the scandal of Biden's involvement with his son's business efforts, will all disappear. As president, he certainly won't permit any of the concerns to go forward. As president, the media won't allow any of the scandals to gain any kind of traction. However, the media might go after Donald Trump in their never-ending effort to ruin him. If President Trump is re-elected, he should make every legal effort to shine as much light on the efforts of not only the Biden campaign, but on the media that has operated as a part of the Biden campaign. People have lost a lot of faith in the media, and it will take a full disclosure and cleansing to get the public to once again, if ever, believe anything the media reports on in the future. Whether they like it or not, the media is on trial. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.